Welcome, everyone, to our weekly ePray. Thank you for joining us in this time of prayer and reflection. Our theme for this month is wisdom and guidance. As we begin our time, I invite you to take a few deep breaths to focus and turn your eyes toward Jesus. Let us begin by remembering the Lord's Prayer. So pray this way. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we ourselves have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord's Prayer directs us to look toward God for wisdom and guidance in all things, in what we hope for, in what he gives us to eat, in the ways we engage with others. God's heart and joy is to direct us, and we are to turn our eyes to him as our focus and our guide. Today, our scripture is James 3:17. As I read the scripture, turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord, asking him to open your heart and ears to his voice and word. If you feel comfortable, open your hands in front of you, prepared to receive what God might have for you today. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. James 3:17 from the NET version. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and not hypocritical. And the peace that consists of righteousness is planted in peace among those who make peace. Wisdom from God satisfies us and makes a way for us to feel secure even when it's hard. What distracts you from hearing God's wisdom? We all have well-meaning friends and voices who offer us wisdom. But how do you discern if it matches God's wisdom and invitation for you? ask God to highlight for you how His wisdom is already appearing in your life. Where do our young people gather wisdom? Most often, it's from friends, sometimes from adults, and too many times from the web. Most don't know there's a better, a higher place to gather wisdom. As you reread this passage, can you think of one person in your life who needs to hear this word? Someone who especially needs God's love and compassion right now. Love and compassion that will open the door to God's wisdom in their lives. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, accommodating, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and not hypocritical. And the peace that consists of righteousness is planted in peace among those who make peace. With that name in mind, ask God to highlight for you how you can be an image of God's wisdom in their world. Ask God to give that teen eyes to see and ears to hear His wisdom. We end our time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. Let us pray. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you, or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.